how many of the solutions for contemporary problems might have been around for hundreds of years? It's a pattern we see repeated again and again. And as people pay more and more attention to the way their food is grown and prepared, many turn to centuries-old practices like Korean natural farming. Jackie Prell is the organizer of a symposium that starts later this week on Korean natural farming in Hilo. She's on the line from there this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Chris.
This is obviously something that's going to be unfamiliar to quite a few of our listeners. And my understanding of it, it involves using a lot of, well, bypassing the use of pesticides with a lot of natural organisms.
That's right. Just to give you a little of my own history, Chris, about 7 or 8 years ago, my husband and I bought a property north of Hilo. It was old sugarcane land. And my husband is a premier organic farmer. He makes compost piles the size of a small house regularly.
Jackie, let me interrupt you for just a second. I'm not hearing you very well, so can you really kind of really address that phone?
I'm sorry, Chris. Yes. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Anything you can do to kind of pump the sound in on your end.
Sure,
but anyway,
sure.
Your husband is an organic farmer, and?
He's an organic farmer. 8 years ago, we bought a property. It was old cane land north of Hilo. And in spite of, you know, our best efforts, our crops were not thriving. We were getting a mosaic on our taro and just not happy with the condition of the soil. The soil didn't have that wonderful tilth and smell. It had more of a quality of sand almost. Mm-hmm. Just from a century of, you know, pesticides and fungicides being used on it and over tillage. And that's when we found out about Korean natural farming and began practicing it. And the results were almost immediate. It was as if you could see changes happening overnight almost. And that's when we really fell in love with the Korean natural farming and began practicing it and sharing it and actively involved in it.
Well, Jackie, you just used a term, a word whose meaning I only learned 5 minutes ago, which is tilth, which is one of the qualities of soil. Would you help us define that?
Well, tilth is that quality of soil where it holds together. It has a soil structure that makes it not susceptible to erosion. It's able to, it's that quality where you pick it up in your hand and it, you know, holds together rather than just crumbling like dirt crumbling to the ground.
Because you were saying when you first got to your land on the Big Island that it was sandy, so that effect, when you picked it up in your hand, you could tell it wasn't that great, right?
We could, yeah.
So I didn't mean to divert you. You were sort of saying that that there are ways in which the soil can be made to kind of regenerate itself if you leave the pesticides out of the equation.
If you leave the pesticides out, which we do, we don't use pesticides. But also, what the Korean natural farming does is it cultures the microbes and enlivens the soil with microbial life. There's mycorrhizae in healthy soil that have a symbiotic relationship with the soil and the plant. And they take nutrients from the soil and digest them into nutrients that the plants can use. And they also take carbon from plants and sequester it in the soil. So healthy soil is this really valuable resource on the earth. And that it can sequester more carbon than all of the trees on the planet.
So these microorganisms sort of act as a very necessary kind of conduit of nutrients both ways, right? Nutrients
That's
one
right.
way, carbon the other way?
That's right. That's right.
So you need soil that is rich with microorganisms of various kinds, and there are several different ones in play here, That's, right?
Yeah, there are. And what's unique about the Korean natural farming is you can go to a store and you can buy fertilizers with microbes and mycorrhizae in it. But with the Korean Natural Farming, you are culturing and cultivating the indigenous microorganisms, which have adapted over millennium to be the strongest microorganisms for your specific location. So, you know, we have microorganisms that can handle the downpours of Hilo, here in Hilo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kona side has other similar microorganisms that like the dry, like the sun more.
But they would be actually rather, they would have evolved in a very different way because of their environment.
Right. The other thing unique about the Korean Natural Farming is it's meant to be practiced, rather than commercialized, it's meant to be practiced by the farmers or by cooperatives of farmers who make all of these inputs with plant material, with waste products like fish waste, fresh fish waste, and so it's all very cheap, very effective, and very efficient.
It sounds as if all the materials you need are kind of already at hand.
That's right, they are. In Korea, they grow a lot of rice, and they use rice bran as the substrate to grow the mycorrhizae on. Here, we don't have a lot of rice bran, so we've been using wheat meal run as that substrate. And now that the mill has closed on Oahu, we're experimenting. Everybody's experimenting with other substrates, but that's still kind of the cornerstone of the Korean Natural Farming, is creating this compost that's very rich in microorganisms, mycorrhizae that you spread on your soil and mulch. And then we also use biochar and a lot of different very dilute sprays that we make ourselves also to encourage just a friendly bacterial growth and also to give the plants the nutrients they need at certain parts of the plant's life cycle.
It certainly sounds very self-sustaining, self-contained in ways that make a lot of sense, Jackie. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, and
Jackie Prell is a sponsor of the National Farming Symposium 2015, sponsored by the Hawaii's Farmers Union United East Hawaii chapter. It starts tomorrow, runs through Saturday at the Komohana Research Extension Center in Hilo. You can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page. Thank you.